One of the keys at audition day for the 2013 Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders is listening and learning so that each woman is ready to perform at her best in front of the judges. That is an easy task for a veteran like Rhea, who is hoping to be back for season number 4. Today, she is the student, learning. But the next morning, the roles shift at Barack and Michelle Obama Elementary School in St. Paul.
What could I label? Huh?
Taking her love for kids and the opportunity to impact and guide our youth. Teaching was the easy choice for the Bloomington native to choose as her calling in life.
You know, some days are harder than others, but when you look at, you know, whether it's their test score or just whether it's a skill that you're working on them with, and then at the end of the day when I go over their work and I look at what they've done that day, sometimes I'm just in awe of how much they, you know, I was like, you know, were they really working? Were they getting it? And when I go back and check in, or if I go back and look over their work and I see, yeah, they got it, and even then some, you know, some of them will go beyond what I ask, and, you know, they'll start, you know, if I ask them to measure an object, they measure, but then they draw another one and measure that. And so to see their progress, but then also the initiative that a lot of them take on their own is really, really great. And that is the satisfaction I get.
She started last year as an hourly teacher and showed so much growth and tenacity and excitement about teaching. We wanted to keep her on, so that's a wonderful thing. So she went from an hourly teacher to a full-time teacher here. One thing about Ms. Moen is she always asks for the principal to come in and observe her teaching and to give her feedback. And really, that's one of the most difficult things for, especially a new teacher, to come in and have the principal or any of the coaches come in and observe and give her feedback. So I would say that's one of the great things about her, is that she's always asking for feedback, always asking for someone to come in and just assess what she's doing. And she has a great sense of building relationships with the kids in her class.
She provides endless energy, cheering each Sunday. And that same energy carries over to her classroom, where her second grade students can see the passion she brings each school day.
Maybe it goes into being a cheerleader, but in our school and working in education, you really need you need that high energy, you know, that positive energy in the building. And she's just awesome. Sometimes you see her walking down the hall and she's kind of bouncing along with the kids, and it's infectious. So if you have someone on your team who's energetic, and I mean, we have tough and the most important job, so it's not easy. So to have someone who has that energy that's rejuvenated throughout, it's just infectious. So yes, absolutely full of energy, full of excitement, and it's infectious.
A lot of us have to dig deep to get it and then do reflection to be like, oh, that's right, things were going well when I was having high energy. And she's always bringing energy to the table. Even when we're in meetings and the mood of the room is kind of down, she picks it back up, whether it's a funny joke or some impression from a movie. She brings a lot of character to our team.
Her drive for guiding the leaders of tomorrow has helped Rhea succeed in teaching. And on audition day, she brought her usual energy to once again impress the judges. While Rhea moves on to the training camp as one of the 52 finalists, there are some tough calls to be made in a day that started with over 150 ladies.
We have 35 other girls that would be better to take. Okay, so she's done.
Every detail is examined with the judges who make a decision that will impact the lives of many women. And just like every year, there are happy faces and disappointments, with qualified candidates being sent home.
I'm going to read the numbers that stay. If you do not hear your number, thank you so much for coming, but you do need to gather your things, leave your number with a person at the door, and come back next year.
And for rookie hopefuls like Taylor and Kelsey, their dreams continue on into training camp as their numbers were called.
Today is so exciting. It's so, literally, I'm just in a world of euphoria right now. I'm so blessed to have made it this far, and I'm just so excited to move on to finals and show them that I would make a great addition to the team.
While there is joy and happiness today, the competition restarts with 52 ladies vying for 35 roster spots on this year's team.
Join us next Friday night for part two of our Making the Team series to see the hope and dreams, successes and failures in becoming a Minnesota Viking cheerleader. The preceding has been a presentation of the Vikings Entertainment Network.